Welcome back. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for making us a part of your day. We've talked about the Bills. We've talked about Mark Poloncarz's tweets. We've talked about the Amherst tax hike. And we will continue taking those calls at 803-0930, star 930. As you know, if I bring it up, you can talk about it until 6 o'clock. But there's something I wanted to bring up because I thought this was very interesting. We get these topic emails from different research centers around the country. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. So they released these 10 teams, okay? And the topic is cheapest NFL teams to support. That is the lineup. Now, I opened this email thinking the Buffalo Bills would be one of the 10 cheapest teams to support in the NFL. The Buffalo Bills didn't even make the top 10. I mean, because you look at the Bills, they have some of the cheapest tickets in the league. Awesome. But you go back and you look at merchandise and all that stuff. I don't know really what they factored in because merchandise, you would think, costs the same around the league, right? So I opened the list. The cheapest team in the NFL to support are the Houston Texans, followed by the Cardinals, the Bucks, the Falcons, the Browns, the Colts, the Titans, the Saints, the Ravens, and the Bears. Now, again, I don't know how they got to this. The Falcons, I understand, because they, if you factor in, they have the cheapest concession stands. But, I mean, the Carolina Panthers this week had secondary tickets going for $4. They somehow didn't make the list. Now, the most expensive team to support in the NFL makes perfect sense. It's the Las Vegas Raiders. That makes sense to me. But I was surprised the Bills didn't make that list. I wanted to share that with you before we went to another topic. Because, I mean, you compare to other teams, the Bills, I think, have the most reasonable ticket price. Now, again, people are going to look at ticket prices and go, well, back in my day. But comparatively, if you're comparing it to ticket prices now in the NFL, I think the Bills is still a very reasonably priced ticket. It's the best bang for your buck. Now, once you get into the stadium, what you're paying for, you know, concessions and stuff, now we have a topic. But I think for the game ticket itself, it's a reasonably priced ticket. And again, if you're not going to a game in Atlanta, who's known for having cheap concession stands, the concession stands are going to be the same, if not more, in other NFL stadiums. So I thought that was an interesting list I wanted to share with you. So again, I guess we're not the cheapest team to follow. I still think it's a pretty reasonable thing. Now, I want to get into this. It didn't get a lot of attention. I want your thoughts on this. And I know this is sounding like a very politically heavy show, and that's not what I meant when I planned it out. But New York State, I don't know if you know Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. I try to avoid Chick-fil-A as much as I can because I am trying to lose weight. I'm trying to fit into more of the things in my closet. But I love Chick-fil-A. I think it's probably the best fast food place in America, right? That we have here in Buffalo. I can't compare it to Raising Cane's. We don't have Raising Cane's in Buffalo. But Chick-fil-A does not open on Sundays, right? That's pretty well known. If you go on a highway and it's one of those blue signs that say food, Chick-fil-A under it would say closed on Sundays. Well, New York State knew this when they tapped Chick-fil-A to be in their thruway rest stops. They still picked Chick-fil-A, and I think it was a smart decision, to be in select thruway rest stops along with, what's the burger place? Tanner, can you help me? Shake Shack, and Popeyes, and all Dunkin' Donuts, and Starbucks, and all this stuff. So now they're in, right? They've completed some of these thruway stops throughout the state. They've completed the Clarence one, I believe, locally, which does not have a Chick-fil-A. They completed a few near Syracuse. I went to one when I went to go see Virginia Tech basketball last year. Well, now New York State is saying, hey, Chick-fil-A, you're on the thruway. People travel on Sundays. We need you to be open on Sundays. And New York State is actually trying to now pass a bill that would force Chick-fil-A on the thruway to be open on Sunday. This is from WROC out in Rochester. A new bill headed to the New York State Assembly would require restaurants to open 7 days a week at rest stop locations along the thruway. It specifically mentions Chick-fil-A, which is closed Sundays. The proposal would ensure, this is quote, ensure that New York State's transportation facilities offer a reliable source of food services by amending the law relating to food service contracts at transportation facilities and rest stops. Currently, there are 7 Chick-fil-A restaurants at newly renovated service areas across New York State. So, now, I've been in that situation where I have craved a chicken sandwich with some Chick-fil-A sauce, and Chick-fil-A's been closed. Now, fortunately, Chick-fil-A offers their sauce. You can get their sauce at Wegmans and then make your own chicken sandwich. But I've been there where I've wanted some, you know, a Chick-fil-A meal, and it's Sunday. You can't go. I've been in the Atlanta airport. I don't know if you've ever been to the Atlanta airport. It's quite busy. I've been to the Atlanta airport on Sunday and had to go somewhere else because Chick-fil-A was closed. New York State knew what they were getting themselves into when they selected Chick-fil-A for the contract. If you didn't want Chick-fil-A, then go with someone else. Go with Raising Cane's. I don't know. I'm obsessed with Raising Cane's, Tanner. I think it's because we don't have it here. But go with someone else. The fact that you've brought them in, knowing they're closed on Sundays, and now are going to, again, big government, New York State, force Chick-fil-A to change their hours because they're on the thruway, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And you know what? Yes, do I get annoyed when I want to go to a Chick-fil-A or a Hobby Lobby on a Sunday and they're closed? But you know what? I completely respect them for doing what they think is the right thing to do. And they want to be closed on Sundays. And guess what? They're still wildly successful. So my question to you at 803-0930, star 930, does New York State have anywhere, any right in trying to force, or if this passes, forcing Chick-fil-A to be open on Sunday? Because I get New York State's argument. I know. Uh-oh, controversy. I get New York State's argument. But again, Chick-fil-A didn't say, well, hey, if you pick us for the contract, we'll open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A said from the beginning, we are closed on Sundays. And when they signed the contract, New York State was fine with it. Now New York State, they got their money. They got the contract. Now New York State wants to pull this big government move. And I think New York State is out of line when it comes... Well, I think New York State's out of line a lot of times. I think New York State's out of line in trying to get a law passed to force the hand of a corporation to open on Sundays. Now, if we're talking about life-saving medical places, right? Okay, I'm listening. Obviously, they should be open no matter what the day is. We're talking about a fast food joint. And again, when I stop on the thruway, very rarely am I stopping to eat at the place the thruway stop. Usually I'm stopping at the thruway because I have to go to the bathroom, and I might stop at the convenience store to get a Monster. I usually don't eat at the place on the thruway because it's usually more expensive than if I got off on an exit and went to the place in town, right? Now, I will stop at Shake Shack because we don't have Shake Shack. So the only place you can get it is on the thruway in upstate New York. So for me, the fact that Chick-fil-A is closed on the thruway on Sundays doesn't make it less likely for me to stop at the thruway stop. Again, if I have to go to the bathroom, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll walk in there, and then I'll probably get my Monster, or yes, I'm a millennial, maybe I'll stop at Starbucks and get a coffee. The Chick-fil-A being closed does not have any effect on me. Yes, if I'm in the mood for a chicken sandwich, I'm upset. I'll have to get one on Monday. But New York State knew what they were getting. Just like the Atlanta Falcons knew what they were getting. Guess what? Chick-fil-A doesn't open on Sundays at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where a lot of the action's on Sundays. You think they're going to do it for New York State? Well, no, they're not. And that's why New York State said, well, we're going to force you to. I just think it's completely out of line. And the only way I would agree with New York State on this is if Chick-fil-A promised them they'd be open on Sunday, and then when they put the locations there, said, ha, never mind. But they didn't. Oh, they were up front. And I know, hey, New York State put a lot of money into these throughway stops. Believe me, I understand the frustration. But you knew that when you signed the contract. You knew that when you picked Chick-fil-A to be on your throughway stops. You have, in my opinion, no leg to stand on. You knew what you were getting. You're getting one of the best fast food places in America. It's not open on Sunday. And you know what? I have a lot of respect for them closing on Sunday. Again, I've been annoyed with them closed on Sundays, right? I've said to my wife, let's get some Chick-fil-A, and she's had to remind me it's Sunday. But I have a lot of respect for them to do that, give their employees the Sundays off. And I don't think New York State has any ground to come up with legislation, big government New York, to force them to be open on Sundays. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Chick-fil-A, New York State says, hey, you better open those throughway rest stops on Sunday. And they're taking it to the assembly to try to force it to happen. Tim in Lakeview. Tim, what do you think about this?
Just more government overreach, you know, like no jab, no job, eminent domain situations, you know. Perhaps when their contract expires with Chick-fil-A, they could look at somebody else, but this is just more government intrusiveness that has become too commonplace.
Yeah, no, it's too commonplace in this state, Tim, and I think it's why a lot of people are leaving, Tim, in Lakeview. And you know, like Tim said, all right, when the contract's up, maybe go somewhere else. I have no doubt, knowing this state and knowing the people in Albany, this was their intention the minute they signed the contract. As soon as they signed that contract, where Chick-fil-A said, hey, we're not open on Sundays, just so you know, people in Albany were like, yeah, okay, cool. They knew exactly what they were going to do, and they knew they were going to pass this bill. So you want to be mad at someone for Chick-fil-A not being... You want to be mad at someone for a restaurant on the thruway not being open on Sunday. Don't blame Chick-fil-A. Blame New York State. They could have picked anyone else. They could have said, hey, thanks, but no thanks. Now, again, I think they made a great choice. I think Chick-fil-A is, you know, it's great fast food. I try to stay away from it as much as I can because, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. But it's delicious. Chick-fil-A is the kind of place that you keeps you coming back for more. I think they made a great choice. But if you wanted 7 days a week, you should have gone with literally any other franchise that's 7 days a week. You didn't. You went with Chick-fil-A, and that's what you get. Again, I think you get huge returns 6 days a week. But they don't open on Sundays. And you knew they didn't open on Sunday. And you continued with it anyway. And now that they're open, now that the rest stops are there, you had this in your back pocket the whole time. And it's just more dirty politics in the state of New York. Mark in West Seneca. Mark, what are your thoughts on Chick-fil-A?
Hey, Joe. I opened the Denny's when it was on the Angola Thruway.
Oh, yes.
So I know the signed contracts. Ours was 20 years. And it was specified that if they wanted to change anything, they'd have to buy the contract out.
Really? So this is their way around it by imposing legislation.
I don't know if they can because Chick-fil-A signed a contract with New York State. So it's a legal binding contract. Every year it was reviewed by our corporate office in California. And the only thing they could do is say we had to offer certain menu items. As far as the hours of operation, that was set in the contract when we signed it in 1987.
Wow. Hey, Mark, that Denny's, that was an icon. What was it like running that Denny's at the rest stop?
Oh, my God, it was insane. When it opened, it was the second busiest Denny's in the country. It did $60,000 a week.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, you'd have buses pull up, and you'd go from two people in the restaurant to 200. So,
I always thought that was like, before they tore it down, I thought that was a nice rest stop. It had everything. It had Auntie Anne's pretzels. It had coffee in the middle. It had probably the best bathrooms of the old rest stops. Why did Denny's eventually pull out? Was it just the contract expired?
Yeah, the contract expired, and New York State wanted to go with a different setup. They wanted, instead of one huge restaurant, which Denny's was, they wanted to do two smaller ones. So, wow.
Well, Mark, I always loved passing that. I thought it was great. I thought that was like such an icon of the Thruway. Hey, thank you for that insight, Mark, because that's another interesting angle looking at the contract. Mark in West Seneca, thank you. 803-0930, star 930. Sorry, I sneezed there and couldn't hold it until the break. 803-0930, star 930. So as Mark brings up, even with this legislation, this would have to be after the contract's up because you already signed the contract. And as Mark said, the contract that he's used to didn't specify, oh, you have to be open here, you have to do this. So that's another wrinkle in this whole thing. I was upset when that Denny's left, by the way. You know, because now that we're on that, I used to always say the first few years that Denny's was gone, we'd pass that truck stop, and I would say to my parents, didn't there used to be a Denny's there? Yeah, that was iconic. I mean, that's when you knew you are out of Western New York now when you passed that Denny's. It was like the first marker of many on our trips down to Virginia was the Denny's. And then, you know, you had another marker. And then I'm big with markers on the way there. And most people have like, you know, two or three. I have probably like 15. Oh, this means we're this far away. Or, okay, we've left this region. I know, I'm probably very annoying to travel with. 803-0930, star 930. Looking forward to talking with you after the break on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Welcome back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're talking about New York State's plea. Well, it's not really a plea. It's New York State saying, hey, Chick-fil-A, we know when we signed the contract, you said you were closed on Sundays. However, we don't want you to be closed on Sundays, so now we're going to try to pass a law to force you to open your Thruway stores on Sundays. If you're just joining us, that is what's happening. There is a bill that would require restaurants to open Sundays on the New York State Thruway. Again, you might agree with this, but remember, I see where New York's coming from. However, New York agreed to put Chick-fil-A's, they agreed to the contract, knowing Chick-fil-A was closed on Sundays. I think this is kind of a dirty way, dirty politics. Again, if you want 7 days a week, there's a plethora of restaurants to choose from. Yes, Chick-fil-A is awesome. But if you need a place that's open on Sunday, then don't ask Chick-fil-A. They are doing just fine. But you did, and this is what you get. To pass a law to say you have to open on Sunday, I don't know. I don't like the way that looks. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Neil in Forestville. Neil, your thoughts. You have a different perspective on this.
In the Republic of New York we live in now, you know, like you can expect us to do anything. I mean, imagine when they start asking you to break your religious exemptions and to break your religious vows in order to do business in New York.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I have found myself upset that Chick-fil-A is closed, but I have a lot of respect for them, for Hobby Lobby. Hey, they don't want to open on Sunday. They want to give their employees the day off. I think that's awesome. I think that's something to be respected. And New York State knew that and said, yeah, sure, that's fine. And now look, no, by the way, forget it. Here's a law forcing you to open on Sunday, even though it's against corporate policy.
Well, as an ex-truck driver, Joe, I would force them to be open all hours of the day. I mean, there was times when I drove and you had zero choices. You had to pick out of a robot to get a cup of coffee and maybe some M&Ms or something. There were no healthy choices at 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock at night when I was rolling down the road.
That's a great point, Neil. You know, they're talking about Sunday, but yeah, as someone who, because of football road trips, finds themselves on the thruway at 3 in the morning, you're right. They've got a bathroom, but yeah, if it's not in that vending machine, if it's not on the five rows of the vending machine, you are out of luck, and I can't say the first word.
And you're paying some god-awful prices for, I mean, they might as well put a damn slot machine on the gas pumps the way the prices are.
That's right. I mean, everything, it's like going to a concession stand at a throughway stop. Everything's overpriced. Like I said, I mean, I use them to go to the bathroom. If I want food, I'll go off an exit and go into town. But yeah, instead of going after Chick-fil-A for Sundays, yeah, tell some of these places. I mean, there's Starbucks at these places that close at 8. There's a lot of people traveling after 8 o'clock on the thruway.
And the service and the people that are in there. I mean, it looked like a ragtag shop the last one I was in. It looked like I should get, you know, there was like zero people there. I was like, oh, should I go back and like make my own burger or we'll just wait here?
You question if the place is even open. And then you've got issues if it's like after the holidays. So you're
professional. It's unprofessional, yeah. And if this is our state and we're welcoming travelers through this state, I mean, other than taking all their money when they're traveling through it, we should be able to offer them at least a decent meal at a decent time or for a decent price and try not to gouge the rest of our country as they transit through our lovely state.
That's right. But don't worry, Neil, we will bill you. The bill is in the mail.
Yeah, before you left.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, Neil, appreciate the call. I mean, it is, I've always said this about New York State. It's absolutely ridiculous. You drive into New York State, we have this big sign, we will bill you. No welcome center. Pennsylvania has a nice welcome center. West Virginia, I don't care where you enter West Virginia from, it's got a welcome center. Massachusetts, no, not New York State. No welcome center. A big fat sign that says, we will bill you. Don't worry. Your bill, and by the way, we're going to take that, and since you don't live, you know, you don't have an easy pass, which there's an easy pass outside of New York State, but if you don't have an easy pass, not only will we bill you for coming to our beautiful state and spending your money, we're going to charge you a surcharge for not having an easy pass. Welcome to visitors. Welcome to New York State. And then you're going to go to Niagara Falls, but you don't have a passport or your enhanced license, so you're going to look over to all the stuff going on the Canadian side of the falls and say, why aren't we there after you paid $18 to drive the thruway over to Niagara Falls? Welcome to the beautiful state of New York. Please, make sure you hold on to your wallet, because if you don't, Kathy Hochul might take it. 803-0930, star 930. Terry's in Texas. Terry, from the outside looking in, what do you think of this situation?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's par for the course, I think. Hey, before we hang up, if you don't mind, I got a football question for you, but I don't want to throw your show off either.
Perfect.
But I think it's par for the course in that state of New York probably looks at having a business close at one of its facilities on a Sunday. I don't know what the revenue looks like that they're missing, but they got to be penny pinching at this point. What with the migrant crisis in the city and whatever else they've fouled up over the years to end themselves up in the deficit that they're in. Don't get me wrong. I do agree that the restaurants inside of a rest area should be 24 hours, 7 days a week. Otherwise, it kind of defeats the purpose. But on the same token, like you said, they walked into this knowing full well that Chick-fil-A is not open on a Sunday. But again, you know, the leadership in New York, they fail to recognize the obvious sometimes. I bet initially it sounded like a sweet idea to have Chick-fil-A in because it's new to the area and extremely popular. But now they're like, oh, man, we could be making so much more money if they'd be open those other 4 days out of the month. You know, that's how I feel about it. I could be completely off, but, you know,
no,
I think they should do their part.
I think you're absolutely
out the contract like the right.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right, Terry. And, you know, yeah, it's either that's what happened or all along they knew they would run to Albany and have the assembly come up with a law. I mean, either way, I think it's dirty. And like you said, there's a million of restaurants that you could have put in there and be open on Sunday. You went with Chick-fil-A, which I think is a great choice, but just realize they're closed on Sundays. And I also agree that the places that are in these throughway stops should be open longer. It's funny that they're zeroing in on Chick-fil-A, but what about the Starbucks that closes at 8 o'clock on a Friday? Hell, there's a lot of people traveling after 8 o'clock on Fridays, especially this time of year. And you walk in there and you don't have one of the three options yet. They want to pick on Chick-fil-A. No one else that's in these buildings.
But you know, it's not a surprise. Like I said, I mean, they find the dumbest ways to give themselves the stupidest problems. If they get out of their own way every once in a while and just utilize a little common sense, we wouldn't have these types of issues. But everything they put their finger on, they screw up. It's proven to be true time and time again. And I've always said, and I know people agree, that if I was as bad as my job as some of these elected officials are, you know, and my job doesn't even affect people's lives like that. You know what I mean? I'd have been fired a long time ago, and I wouldn't even be allowed in the industry that I'm in. You know,
true, yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. Now, Terry, it says on here that you don't like Raising Cane's.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Raising Cane's. I don't know if you ever heard of Slim Chickens, but that's a little bit better option to me. There's Raising Cane's is real deep in Lubbock, but Slim Chickens gives them a run for their money too. I prefer those. Both over Chick-fil-A, to be honest with you.
Now, I've only been to Raising Cane's once. We don't have it in the area. We passed one on the way back from Nashville last year, and I said, well, we have to stop and try it. I've heard so much about it. So I'm only basing my love of Raising Cane's on one visit.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it gets old after a while. And I'll tell you this, there's no reason to just not go to Chick-fil-A because you're trying to be healthy. They got fruit cups. They got chicken breast nuggies. I mean, there's options there.
Oh! No, I know. Believe me, I have been to Chick-fil-A when I was really deep into a diet, Terry, and I had the naked, the grilled chicken nuggets. I dipped them in mustard because there's no calories in mustard, and I had a unsweetened iced tea with it. So I know you can be very healthy at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, I used to, back when I wasn't rocking the dab bod so much, I used to hit it up. I got to get right, but hey, you know, the new year's coming around, so. That's another topic for another day. But I did have a question about football.
All right. Go right ahead.
So last week the Cowboys played the Eagles. Micah Parsons had some type of illness going into that game. This week, Hurts is sick, which we know they had plenty of contact on the field. Plus, two of the Cowboys supposedly were also ill going into the game against the Bills yesterday. It was nobody that mattered or nobody that was going to stop James Cook. But there were still two sick individuals on that team. My point or my question is, if, let's just say, God forbid, next week Josh Allen ends up with flu-like symptoms, should it be time for the NFL to look at the situation where, you know, there's a difference between toughing it out and getting half the league sick, especially when people are playing for big positions right now for the playoffs?
I thought you said you had a question about flip-flops.
No, football.
Oh, football.
Talk about flip-flops.
No, football. No, that's I didn't think of it that way, Terry, because these teams did come in contact. Oh, my gosh. I hope. Let's just hope nothing happens with Josh Allen's health or James Cook. We're going to need them down the stretch. But, yeah, I mean, if there's something spreading that, you know, these impact players are getting sick, the NFL should say, hey, come on. Let's not.
Yeah, man, this ain't a little game for the Eagles tonight. I mean, I could care less one way or the other, but, you know, their starting quarterback's got some sort of illness that nobody's even identified in the league. And I just, you know, I'm not trying to spread, like, COVID conspiracies or nothing.
Right.
But that would be some Bills luck for Josh Allen to end up with the flu, you know, before one of these games that we need so badly. But, yeah, you know, that's just me being a negative Nancy.
No, but I agree with you, and now you've put that concern in my head, Terry. Thanks a lot.
Well, my pleasure. That's what I do. But I appreciate the time, bro. And
hey, I appreciate the call, too. Hey, Terry, make sure you call before the week's over so we talk one more time before Christmas, all right?
I got you, brother. I got you. Y'all be good out there.
All right, Terry in Texas, 803-0930, star 930. I mean, we've had some really good ideas, I think, come up here, right? They're zeroing in on Chick-fil-A, which isn't surprising being New York State. But you want to address the issue of places being open. Okay, you're talking about Sundays for Chick-fil-A, but you are a throughway rest stop. I mean, these places should be open up to midnight at the earliest. I mean, I was talking about this yesterday, too. When we would come back from Virginia Tech games, you know, at 2 or 3 in the morning, there's a lot of traffic Sunday morning at 3 o'clock. Like, we would always hit a ton of traffic when we got into Western New York. And that traffic continues on down the thruway to, you know, past the Pembroke stop and so on and so forth. So you want to talk about Sundays. Again, you put yourself in this situation. It's not Chick-fil-A's fault. But it's funny that you're going after Chick-fil-A, but not going after the other places that are there to stay open longer. Because if you want to be a true thruway stop, yeah, these places should be open till 12, 1 in the morning. They should be 24 hours. You're a thruway rest stop, it should be 24 hours. Be interesting. If you're just joining us, we've talked about so much today. We've talked about the Poloncarz tweet. We've talked about Amherst and raising the taxes 10-11%. Now we're talking about New York State saying Chick-fil-A, you got to be open on Sundays on the thruway. And they're not just telling them, they are trying to get a bill passed in Albany that would force Chick-fil-A's on the thruway to stay open on Sundays. Again, New York State, I hate to repeat myself, but this is for people getting in their car. New York State agreed to the contract, knowing that Chick-fil-A was not open on Sundays. Now that they're in there and these places are open, New York State saying, well, we're going to force you to open on Sunday. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. And what do you think about the idea of, if you're on the thruway, you know, why are you going after Chick-fil-A? When you could be going after, if your whole thing is, hey, people travel on Sunday, you should be open Sundays, well, then shouldn't you be mad at all the places for not being 24 hours? Why is it just Chick-fil-A? I think we all know the answer, but why is it just Chick-fil-A? What about the truck driver at 2 in the morning? As someone who does a lot of traveling, believe me, there are places outside of New York State, if you're on the highway at 3 in the morning, guess what? You can walk in and get a hot meal. I don't know if that exists currently on the New York State Thruway, but no, their focus is Sundays and Chick-fil-A. Your thoughts? Frank is in Holland. Frank, thanks for being so patient.
Not a problem. You know, it doesn't surprise me at all about the dysfunction, the arrogance, the ineptitude of New York State. Let's face it, like you say, the travel places should be 24/7. For them to have missed that little stipulation that, you know, hello, everybody else knows, at Chick-fil-A's close on Sunday. It's just ineptitude and the arrogance of them to try to pass a law. I mean, how badly do they want the champion of dysfunction in government? I mean, to do such a thing. I mean, they're wasting our tax dollars with this kind of nonsense. They knew about it, they screwed up, and now they're trying to cover their butts and pass a law, and you know, it's going to get sued. And all this money is my money, your money, your neighbors, everybody in New York State, and they wonder why our taxes are so high compared to the rest of the country. Because we have the most inept, dysfunctionate government in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, and Frank, you know what? They're going to say, well, we need this for the income at the rest stop station, and they'll still raise our taxes. They'll still raise tolls. So, you know, they'll say one thing and they'll still mismanage the money. So, you know, it's not going to help. And like you said, the money they're going to waste putting this bill together, and it's going to be one of those bills. Frank, I appreciate the call. It'll be one of those bills that, you know, has all these other things in it, all this pork spending in it to get Chick-fil-A to open on Sunday. And then if Chick-fil-A actually does, which I don't think they will, I don't think this will work. I think Chick-fil-A will take it to court and will win. But say Chick-fil-A does open on Sunday, right? And they bring all the extra money. In 10 years, I guarantee you, New York State will still raise the tolls, raise your taxes, because that's all New York State knows how to do. As people continue to leave New York State, And if we could take an exit poll, you know, they really should start. You know how we have the welcome wagon in certain places when you move in? How about the exit poll? Get Fox News on this to do an exit poll of people leaving New York State and say why they're leaving New York State. I'm guaranteeing the highest number will be because of the taxes in this state. So what are they going to do to the people who stayed? They're going to punish them by charging them more. More to drive on the thruway. More to fill up your tank. More to live in New York State. Instead of, hey, there's less people. Maybe we don't need the bloated government that we have in Albany, that we have in Erie County. But New York State will never do that. I mean, just look, Erie County passed the budget. They're creating what? 60-some new jobs, new positions? As people continue to leave New York State, we're adding jobs. We're raising salaries. You know, usually, like if you lose your company money, like if I don't know, I probably shouldn't say this. I hope no one goes and checks. But like if I lose WBEN listeners, usually I'll eventually lose my job. But it's funny, in Albany, they continue to lose people, lose taxpayers. Somehow they continue to get a raise. Must be nice. 803-0930, star 930, 1 hour, back after this.